अभी प्रवचन आगे से हो रहा, जो हिंदी में समझने वाला पीछे ट्रांसलेशन हो रहा है तो पीछे हाथ में बैठ कर अभी प्रवचन इंग्लिश में होगा, इंग्लिश में समझाएगा तो ठीक है, बिल्कुल नहीं समझेगा तो आपको पीछे बैठ जाए।
Thank you. Krishna is always meditated upon by the Paramahamsa,
who are the perfected one among those in the renowned order of life.
Like that, after going over many lifetimes of
executing the dharma, anta, kama and moksha, when a person is actually intelligent, then you come to understand that Vasudeva Sarva Vidhi, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. This understanding is not achieved overnight by undergoing several lifetimes. Vasudeva Sarva Vidhi is the Mahatma Sudhutra. So that Mahatma, Mahatma means great soul. That great soul, you can come to the understanding that Vasudeva is everything. So, that Vasudeva, that is Lord Krishna, which is understood after several thousands of lifetimes, not just one two lifetimes, several lifetimes. And the Vedanta Sutra starts about talking, let us now inquire to that absolute truth, that Vasudeva. Atato Brahma Jnana. Brahma Vijnata means inquiring into the nature of God. Brahman in Sanskrit means God. Brahmeti, Paramatmaneti, Bhagavaneti Pattati. Brahman technically means that which is great, that which is indescribable, that which is having supreme power. Everything that is the superlative and input, that is Brahman. That is applicable only to God. Brahman is the impersonal understanding of the personality of God. So, Vedanta Sutra says that now we have undergone so many lifetimes of Vedic study, now let us inquire into God. Atato Brahma Jnana. Okay, now let us inquire into Brahman. So, what is the inquiry? The first inquiry is Janma Vesayana. The second sutra of Vedanta says Janma Adeshayatara, which means that everything that is coming from, this is the Brahman from whom everything is coming and to whom everything is going to go after destruction. Janma Adeshayatara. Then Vedanta Sutra keeps going on and on. And this Vedanta Sutra is actually very difficult to grasp. Because these are the qualified form, sutra, in the sutra form. Not the explanation is given, how each sutra is connected. You have to make your own connection. Vedanta Sutra, very difficult to understand. So much so that all the great acharyas, they have come and gave commentary. Shankaracharya came, he gave a commentary. Sajarakacharya, Ramanujacharya came, he gave a commentary. Then Madhvacharya came, he gave a commentary. Vishnu Swami gave, he gave a commentary. Nimbarkacharya commentary. Every great acharya has given a commentary. How to understand this Vedanta Sutra? Janma Adeshayataka starts. And Srimad Bhagavatam also starts with the same thing. You have got the sloka with you. It also starts Janma Adeshayataka. Which is actually the first inquiry into absolute truth. First inquiry into God. First inquiry into the personality of God. Because Vedanta Sutra is so difficult to understand, Vedavyasa has written the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, 18 cantos, 12 cantos, 18 volumes. Vedanta Sutra, the essence is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Chaitanya, we have said that all the acharyas have written commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Lord Chaitanya did not write commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Singh Goswami did not write commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they wrote so many literatures. Shat Sandarbha, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, so many literatures are written. Nobody ever bothered to write commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because the Gauri Vaishnavas consider Srimad Bhagavatam to be the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. What is being described in Brahma Sutra, it is in the qualified form. It is the qualified form, and this is like purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is like sloka, this is like purpose. Once you write a purpose, then what you need for explaining on the purpose. You don't write a purpose to purpose. Prabhupada has written a purpose. You don't write the purpose to Prabhupada's purpose. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider this Srimad Bhagavata is a natural commentary because this also starts out inquiring the absolute truth, but it goes in the building of the personality of God. Not just both. It doesn't say ambiguously anything. In Vedanta Sutra, things are very ambiguous. If you are not properly situated like an acharya, it requires you to be an acharya to understand Vedanta Sutra. Shankaracharya could write, Ramacharya could write, not everybody wrote. There are thousands of people who came, not everybody wrote commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because the language of Vedanta Sutra is very, very ambiguous. You can't even connect between two sutras unless you are an expert. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such ambiguity. It is so clear because before even talking about Janma and the Yataya, Veda Vyasa says, that supreme absolute truth is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Even declare who is the absolute truth in the very beginning. Let me offer my obeisances unto Vasudev. That is his name. This Brahman has no name, it's only a source. Whereas Veda Vyasa has declared that Brahman is Vasudeva. That is son of Vasudeva Devaki. Which clearly indicates he is a person, not impersonal aspect. So because the Vedanta Sutra very clearly describes about the nature of absolute truth without any ambiguity. Without any ambiguity. It clearly says Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. There is no ambiguity there. It clearly says Brahmeti Paramatmaneti Bhagavan Iti Samjate. There is no ambiguity. This Brahman is Paramatman, that is equal to Bhagavan. No ambiguity. Wherever needed, it clearly says Krishna is God. Sarantana to him. Because of this Bhagavatam is considered the natural commentary on the Vedanta. That is why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the beginning, they didn't even write any commentary. But later on, when people challenge, and why you are calling yourself a Vaishnava Sampradaya, if you don't have a commentary, you won't even accept it. There was a challenge at a later time. Then the Gaudiya Vaishnavas of Vrindavan sent Baladeva Vidyabhushan to Jaipur to write a commentary which was known later as Govinda Bhashya. If you demand, we will write, but if you just didn't mention, we don't need a commentary. That was the idea. So, in this first sloka, Veda Vyas explores that. What is that absolute truth from whom everything is emanating? And that absolute is the personality of God, Krishna. And if Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudeva, that is why Vasudeva. Vasudeva means of Vasudeva. So, Devaki goes further to talk about that absolute truth is Abhijna. Abhijna means actually conscious of everything. Omniscient. Omniscient means you are pervading everything. Like you put a light. If there is a dark room, the entire room is pervaded by the light of, you know, this bulb. You put a bulb, the light pervades. And a common human being, normal human being, he is conscious of his body. I am sitting here, I am conscious of what is happening in my, even the fingertip, there is a itch, I know that I am conscious of my body. So my consciousness is a symptom of soul. Soul is pervading this body by means of consciousness. If there is some kind of numbness, I am not conscious of this portion of the thing. You give some anesthesia, I don't know what is happening here. You can even cut it. You are not conscious. So every one of us, we are very limited to be conscious of our own body. I cannot be conscious of another person's body. If there is a hitch going on in his back, I don't know what is going on. He is conscious of his body. Another person is conscious of his body. Like that, each one of us are very limited to our own body. We don't know what is happening in another person's body, or we don't even know what is happening somewhere else. That is jiva. Jiva is very limited. Whereas that personality of Godhead is avigya. He is conscious of every one of us. We are all small, small bulbs. Right? If there is a bulb also and the sunlight is also there, sunlight is pervading the entire room and the entire world. Whereas this bulb is only pervading this room. So Krishna is Supreme Sun, who is pervading the entire creation. He is pervading the matter. He is pervading our body also. So what is happening in our body, Krishna? We know what is happening in our body. But whereas Krishna knows what is happening in every one of us. Abhijna. Krishna is known as Abhijna. He is conscious of everything. And by means of his transcendental energy, Shakti. Krishna is Shaktiman. And through his Shakti, he is pervading the entire creation. That is why, what happens when he is conscious? You know there is no telling also. He knows what is happening. What is happening in our mind, Krishna knows. We make plans, we make great, great plans. Krishna knows, oh, he is here. Bada. Plan. So Krishna, by being pervading the entire creation, is avijna. That absolute truth is avijna and swara. Swara means completely independent. Completely independent. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be completely independent. Nothing else. We are not completely independent. Of course, we want to be independent. That is the nature. Because Krishna is completely independent, we have the quality of independence in us. But it is tiny independence. Not fully independent. Whereas, Krishna can do what he wants. Independent. He can reverse the very rule itself. There may be some room after some time. He can just reverse it out. That is possible. So that is the nature of God. He is completely independent and active. So that gives him the opportunity when somebody surrenders unto him. He takes his independence to reciprocate with the divine. When you make a deity, you know, made of stone, there is a law how the stone should work. Right? You make with a stone a deity. The deity is standing like that. He can't just open the hand and do all these things. He's standing like that. That's a normal rule. But Krishna, when he is in the deity form, suppose if he wants to do, breaking the rule, that's what he should do, it's allowed. You can't stop him. When Madhavendra Puri was, he went to Ramuna, he heard that the sweet rice that is offered to Gopila there is so nectarian that it is like amrut. It is nowhere available in the three worlds. People told him. Then Mahendra Puri thought, oh really? Maybe if I can get a chance to take little bit of that sweet rice, maybe I can make it like that for my Goa. Goa is in Govardhan. Maybe I can make it for my Goa. There is no difference between Goa and Gopina. Then the pujari started ringing the bell to offer sweet rice to Gopina. As soon as the bell started ringing, somebody said the offering is starting now. So Mahendra Puri said, I am a wretched person. What kind of person I am? Even Krishna has not eaten. And I thought that I should eat. I am very fallen. So Mahendra Puri blamed himself. I am so degraded person. that I can even think that I can eat the prasad, which is not even offered. Bhog. Abhi tak to bhog lagaya nahi. So I am thinking that I should eat that. So he cut himself. No, I should not even stay here. He went away. But when Krishna wants to reciprocate, he will do it in a so special manner, which he has never done before. Every time so many devotees have come, so many pujaris have come, so many temples are there, everybody goes and offers to Krishna, and Krishna gives back everything to the pujari. Oh, I have seen everything, okay, you have done nicely. But there never was the circumstance that what is being offered, one matta is stolen. There never was the case. There never was the case, matta is stolen. Who has to steal? It is offered to him, what is the person of stealing actually? It is his property. There is no person of stealing. It is his matta only. So he takes something. So Gopinath takes away one of the matka and keeps behind. No, this is for my new devotee. He wanted to eat before me, that's okay, I excuse him. Normally it is offered. But if Krishna wants, he can excuse. For us. You can't say, hey, wait a minute, you are making a foul. Foul, what are you saying? Foul. How you are excusing? Because I want the excuse. When he says, I want certain things, finish. There is no argument on that, I want. End. If somebody says, I want, you can ask, why you want? But Krishna says, I want, that's it. No more deliberation on that, I want. Krishna, who doesn't move his limbs, he moves his limbs, takes what you want and keeps it behind. Because he doesn't want to disappoint his devotee. Because he is wanting to take that sweet life. Somebody may ask, what's the big deal? If one pujari can go and give sweet life to him, he may go there. No. Madhava Puri would never have accepted from anybody. If it was not for Krishna, he would not have accepted it. Because he always felt he is an offender. Krishna wanted to explain to him, you have not offended me. I did not take that offer. For that matter, Krishna constantly takes and delivers the part of scripture. Because it is given by Gopinath, he took that. Otherwise he would not have done it. Krishna knows that. So he breaks the law that in the body of the stone, which is not supposed to move the limb, he can move the limb. Swara. That is Swara. So Krishna is supremely independent. And what he does becomes the basis of dharma. Dharma sukhachar bhagavad. For that particular situation, when Krishna says, let this happen, that's it, that is dharma. So in that way, this supreme observer truth, Krishna, is supremely independent, swara. So, this material world, when the creation, the necessity for creation arrives, Krishna wanted Brahma to do it. So we all know how Lord Brahma was born from the lotus that came out of the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So when Brahma saw that he was the only person available at the time, he was on the lotus and the whole entire creation was dark. And he climbed down to see what? Only the ocean water. And us, there is only sky, nothing else. There is nothing else, there is nobody even to talk to. Look at all, what is the difference? But wondering, what is the difference? What is the difference? Then, Lord Krishna advises him to do tapasya. Tapa. Right? So then, Brahma has great obscurity for thousands of years in the celestial cave. So Lord Krishna imparts him the knowledge. How to create? He didn't know. Every one of us, we are born ignorant. We need to be taught what is to be done, how it is to be done. So Lord Krishna imparts the knowledge of how to do the creation by means of playing on his own flute in Golokosa. Krishna does not come personally to teach Brahma. Krishna plays on his flute in Golokosa and that sound vibration enters into the ear of Brahma. And then within the heart, the complete knowledge of how to create me manifested. Tere Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye Hridaya. In the heart of Brahma, Krishna put the knowledge out of it. He didn't even come personally to teach him. Krishna, by just playing on the flute, he can give knowledge to the living. So to Brahma, the knowledge was received simply by the sound vibration. Simply by sound vibration from the flute of Krishna in Golokosa. Within this material world that is created by Lord Brahma, this world is the world of appearance. Things are looking like real, but it's not really real. Illusory world, the world of Maya. This Maya is so powerful that even great demigods are illusions. It's not the ordinary show. Great demigods. Because Krishna's activities are so inconceivable. The demigods themselves are full. It's exactly like a small child, wants to do some activity. You can't give the real thing. Suppose a small child says, I want to cook in the kitchen. A mother won't allow the child to cook in the kitchen. He will give a toy, to set up toy, Rio toy, so, yeah, that is yellow. So a small child is put under Maya by the mother with this toy. The child wants to cook it, but real cooking cannot happen, so you do the toy cooking. But the child comes to know that this is not the real thing, this is only toy. Within 3 hours. That's what you have to do cooking. 1 o'clock. Up to 1 o'clock is very busy cooking. You know, dal, rice, sabzi, chapati, everything is happening in the car over. But 1 o'clock you become hungry, you know. How long you keep cooking? When 1 o'clock you become hungry, he immediately says, are bhai, kidre mera khana? Khana to paka nahi hai. I did all cooking, that is fine. But where is Rati Dhar Sabzi? Nahin kwa. Soon he turns back to mother. Mommy, who cooked that? He cannot say that I cooked it, I didn't eat. What did he eat? Yes, he has eaten the time, not anything produced out of it. So for the child, the mother puts in Maya, which lasts only for 2 hours. 2 hours of Maya. And he turns back to mother, joins the real kitchen, so that he can eat the real food stuff there. Krishna has created this material world, which is toy for the soul, which wanted to act independent of Krishna. The child wanted to cook independent of mother, that is why toys are given. If the child wanted to join the mother in cooking, he can go bring one spoon, he can bring this, he can bring one plate. That is possible. But when child wants to cook independent of mother, then toys are given. In the same way, when the spirit soul, it is a spiritual world, working with Krishna, no problem. Real world. Whereas when the spirit soul says, my dear God, you are no independent, why don't I also become independent? There is no possibility in the spiritual world. Krishna says, yes, please take this another world where you can think that you are independent, but you are not actually independent. This material world is the toy world given by Krishna for the souls which have wanted to act independent of it. But there is a great difference between the toys created by mother and toys created by Krishna. The toy that is created by mother, that lasts only for 3 hours of maya, whereas Krishna's maya is so powerful that even after millions and millions and millions of lifetimes, the person cannot even figure out that it is toy. How powerful is Krishna's maya? Within one universe, so big. In this universe, you are going jumping like a monkey from planet to planet, species to species. But not only this, Brahmanda to Brahmanda, 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 Brahmanda. We spend the whole lifetime in one Brahmanda, don't conflict with the Kali and again go back to the body of Mahavishnu, again injected into another Brahmanda. Jumping like a monkey from Brahmanda to Brahmanda. Since time immemorial, still we cannot figure out this is Maya. So powerful, so powerful. Unless Guru Krishna Pratade Maya, unless the Guru Krishna's mercy is there, you can never be able to figure out there is something wrong with this world. So nice, you can enjoy, you can eat, you can sleep, you can do, everything looks fine. But not really fine to be. Materially fine, spiritually it is not. So, not only the ordinary living entity, Krishna Maya is so powerful. Try to understand. It even puts the great demigods in the illusion. Take one simple example. There are so many. One example of Indra. Take Indra. Whenever he is in trouble, he goes to Krishna. Right? There was so much adharma towards the end of Gopalaja. All the demigods went to spread the thing. Oh my dear Lord, there is so much adharma, so much this, you know, asuras are there. Please come and relieve the burden of this world. All the demigods went, including Indra. And Vishnu said, "Theek hai, main aa raha hu. You all take birth in the memory of Yadavas and coming." Everybody knew that Krishna is going to come. Then, Mother Devaki becomes pregnant. Immediately she becomes effulgent. Any woman becomes pregnant, not that she becomes effulgent, you know, theek hai. She may be very happy in her face, may be effulgent, not the whole body, completely effulgent. And all the demigods, they come, oh, our Vishnu has taken the womb of Devaki, they have become like Mother Devaki. They all think that it is God, Krishna, going to come. So Krishna takes birth, they are watching. When Krishna moves to Gokul, he is doing so many pastimes. They are not even wondering, what is this? God was never crawling before. He is not able to even watch. What kind of God is this? God is crawling. Think of that God means he will just walk and go. He is crawling. Not God. Then Krishna has so many activities, he is confused. Really, this is God or somebody else came. So many things happen. One point is, Nanda Maharaj wanted to have a sacrifice for Indra. So Indra is the rain god. He said, let us have a sacrifice. He said, no, 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 we need to have a sacrifice. Indra becomes very angry. What is this nonsense? I am the Lord and Master of rain. I gave rain and you people are not giving me the tax. I will teach you a lesson. Same Krishna only they prayed for, and the same Krishna says no need for sacrifice. He becomes angry, abhi dikhayega. He pours rain, 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 nothing else. Krishna lifts the doors on him. Then, oh, him? Indra becomes very ashamed. Oh, my dear Lord. When everybody went away in seclusion, he's not even open. He comes. He does Abhishek, oh my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Master. I am the Mura. Please forgive me. And Krishna said, theek hai ja. Once at least he did, theek hai. Now at least he knows, this is the Supreme Personality of God and he cannot mess around. He cannot play around with it. Then Lord Krishna, when he was having his pastime in Dwaraka, he went with Satyabhama to heaven. Because same Indra, went to Krishna, told that, hey, who is this? This Asura, Narakasura, he has stolen the umbrella of Varuna, the earrings of Aditi. He is creating disturbance. My dear Lord, please come and help us. When there was trouble, my dear Lord, please come and help us. Then Krishna said, take a job, that's all. So Lord Krishna refers this and he goes all the way. He could have called, hey, Haribo, mobile phone number, take a job, then they take a job. He could have gone there. But he said, take it. He wanted to also show Satya Brahma how the heaven is. So he mounts on that Garuda. So Krishna and Satya Brahma, they go to heaven. And then Krishna goes to Indra. Chalasura, take your Varuna's umbrella, take this. Everything is okay? Yes sir, very nice. Fine. Thank you very much, Lord Krishna. No problem. On the way of returning, Satya Brahma sees one wonderful nice Parijat tree. Parijat flower. And Parijat flower was not available in death at the time. So Satya Brahma said, oh my dear God, this tree is so nice. Can we take this? No problem, take it. Krishna went to heaven and that tree is in heaven. But Krishna has no body reposition because it is all his property anyway. Bhaktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I am the supreme proprietor of all the planetary system, including heaven. For a ticket level. So they didn't pluck the flower. Pura Pedra Uthati. Indra said, what is his nonsense? How can he take without your permission? You cannot take this my, you cannot take my tree. Indra. Already, when he could not do anything in Narakasura, he has to go to Krishna. And already when he was pouring the rain, he could not do anything, then he has to go to Krishna. Where is his intelligence to again say that? How can you take this nonsense? Can you say that? Krishna's mind is so powerful that even if you learn the lesson once again, you do the same mistake. So powerful. Not always so. Indra. Indra is a very exalted person. Even the great, great demigods, they are put into illusion by Krishna's Maya. Krishna's Maya is so powerful. So powerful. It is very, very difficult to know. Krishna says, Mama Maya Bhavataya. My Maya is very, very difficult to overcome. If we think that, oh, I am a very great devotee, yaar kya? Maya is material. I am a devotee. I am a devotee of Krishna. If we can try to think like that, Maya is so powerful that overnight we will be something else. If you sweep away, know that we, through so tiny spark, in front of Maya, we have no power. Our power is very, very insignificant. But if we can take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, if we are connected to Krishna, Maam Yevane Prapatyante Maya Yeta Karandite. If you take my shelter, then you can overcome the Maya. Not otherwise. Because Krishna is connected, one can actually overcome Maya. So this Maya is so powerful that every living entity is helplessly put under its control. Exactly like the example given in Mira. No, if you go to a desert, there is no much desert here. So you can go to the desert over there, then you can go to the desert here. But in the desert, hot sun, you will be happy. There is water. There is water. Looks like. Even if you drive on a road very hot, then you can see something like water. There is no water. Illusion. If somebody thinks, oh, it's a very hot day, middle of the desert, water is there, I will run towards that. You go some distance, again that mirage is looking the same distance, you will be more thirsty. Because you are running, no? So again you run for another half an hour. Water is again going same distance. So, every living entity is trying to achieve happiness like that in the material world. It keeps running towards happiness, but he never gets satisfied. The mirage, he is the picture to keep go, on and on. Lines after lines, so Krishna's maya is so powerful. So here, Vedavyas talks about the internal and external energy of Krishna. So this material world is known as Bahiranga Shakti, external to Krishna. It has no connection to Krishna, separate. Whereas there is a world, spiritual world, which is fully connected to Krishna, internal, Antaranga Shakti. Antaranga Shakti is Bahiranga Shakti. So the living entity, who is known as marginal energy, Tadashta Shakti, he neither belongs to that world nor belongs to this world. Really belongs to spiritual world, but because of his marginal nature, he can either prefer to stay there or he can come there. So the living entity who wants to change towards his happiness, the material happiness, they come to this external energy of Krishna, this external world. So in this world, he tries to work hard and hard and hard to become completely happy, but this is arranged in such a way that the person can never be satisfied. This is the way the world is designed. There is nothing wrong with that. There is something design concept. It is designed like that, what we can design. So that when a person tries to enjoy, he can get some intelligence and think about, is there something more than Brahmic? Enjoying, he is not satisfied. Hey, why am I enjoying so long? I'm not satisfied. Is there anything else? That is the beginning step of God meditation. Spiritual inquiry. What is that absolute truth? Brahma Jnana. So here, that is what is being said. That Brahma Jnana is the supreme absolute truth who can inquire about the nature. So in this sloka, towards the end, Satyam Param Dhimahi, then we are, says that, I meditate upon that Supreme Absolute Truth. So it is like the invocation mantra, like Gayatri, meditate upon the Supreme Absolute Truth. So you can only meditate when there is certain characteristic, certain aspect, personal feature. You can't meditate upon a light. Light, behind the light, there is a source of light. Behind Shakti, there is a Shakti Ma. So Krishna's energy is manifesting. Why? But Krishna is the Shakti Ma. Without Shakti Ma, there cannot be any Shakti. You see the sunlight inside the room, you get some sunlight, but you don't see sun directly. So you can't assume that there is no sun. If you really want to see what the source of this light, you have to go out and see. Then you find, yeah, this is the source from where the light is coming. So in the same way, Krishna is the Shakti Maa. Complete. Shakti Maan of all the Shakti, Nampraka Shakti, Tadakta Shakti, Bhavyanga Shakti, all Shakti, Krishna is Shakti Maan. So, meditating upon me, it cannot be on the Shakti, it has to be Shakti Maan, the source of the Shakti. So here, Vedavyas is indicating that I meditate upon that absolute truth, the supreme absolute truth, by which I can actually get the real happiness. The happiness of the material world, they are not fully satisfied because they have limitations. By being connected to Krishna, also you get happiness. Happiness. Because the nature of soul is such chit ananda. And nature of God is also such chit ananda. And nature of God is unlimited, removed. And soul is limited, unlimited. So when this Anu Ananda gets a connection to Vibhu Ananda, there is unlimited Ananda. ఆనందాంశి వర్ధనం, లైక్ ప్రీతి వర్ధనం, ఆనంద ఆంశి వర్ధనం. ఆనందాంశి వర్ధనం ఎవర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. టుడే ఇస్ హ్యాపీనెస్, టుమారో ఇస్ మోర్ దాన్ దాట్. డే ఆఫ్టర్ టుమారో ఇట్ విల్ బి మోర్ దాన్ దాట్. ఎవర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్, ఎవర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్, ఎవర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్. సో ఇన్ ద సుప్రీమ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ పర్సనాలిటీ, అండ్ దట్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ ఈజ్ ఇండికేటెడ్ హియర్ ఈజ్ గాడ్ వే. క్లియర్ దట్ నేమ్, ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ గాడ్ వే. సో వెన్ వన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ గాడ్ వే సర్వం ఇది స మహాత్మ, దట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ అ మహాత్మ. అండ్ సచ్ ఎ రేర్ పర్సన్, వెన్ యూ పర్సూ అబౌట్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్, then you can actually get complete happiness. And how to pursue it, different aspects of the same absolute truth is described in this Bhagavatam. And by studying this Bhagavatam and practicing the Krishna consciousness, you can actually become completely happy. I will stop here because the time, this is already 2:45, it is supposed to be lunch. I don't want it to be dinner. So we have a little bit more components in this program. And we also, let me take some questions. Is there any question? Actually, I want that the skip in between, but someone is ready. Do you have a skip? And questions or what are the skip for? What skip or question? Your voice are ready? Long gap? So, we have a... Okay, let them come. There is a short skit. You can... you want to give some brief?
We have a narration.
Okay, narration is there. After the skit is over, I will say a few things about the skit also, which I was supposed to say. We want to add in the middle. But it's a skit. Then, if you have any questions, you can continue with the ask the question.